We're getting used to stay home, stay safe in Michigan, part of Governor Gretchen Whitmer's executive order in light of the coronavirus pandemic. This is Lisa Berry, and we're joined now on 89.1 WEMU by Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer as we all try to work and comply and get used to our new normal. How are you doing, Governor?
Well, you know, Lisa, we are preparing for what we will continue to see is more cases in Michigan and more demand on our healthcare system. That's why this order was so necessary. The trajectory that we're on looks a lot like Italy. And so taking these bold steps to try to keep people from communicating this disease is really important. And it's crucial that everyone does their part. We are in a crisis unlike any we've confronted before. This is something that is really threatening to our lives, our hospitals, our ability to meet the needs of sick people in Michigan. And ultimately, there will be a lot of loss of life because of this virus. So it's on every one of us to do our part by staying home, staying safe, and saving lives.
When you made the announcement, you said this was not a recommendation, it was an order. So is there anything you want to add to that today to clear up any confusion as to who stays home, who goes to work, what we can do?
Well, the general rule is everyone stays home. The exceptions are for essential parts of the economy and essential needs for individuals. So if you are someone who needs to go out and get food, you can still do that. But we recommend that you utilize a delivery service if that's available to you. We recommend that you consolidate trips and not go out daily to pick up food, that you go out once a week or less if possible, that you abide by this order. And if you're someone that works in one of these essential industries, that you take care of yourself and you take and all your employers take these aggressive steps to mitigate the spread of COVID-19 and protect their employees.
I'm hearing people say some things that make it seem like they don't quite understand how this spreads and who is at risk. As a governor of Michigan, what can you say to make people realize just how serious this health threat is?
You know, there are some really compelling pieces that have been written in the news. I think that every time you touch a doorknob, every time that you touch your face, you're spreading this virus. And this virus is aggressive and it's novel, meaning it's very new. We don't have vaccines. We don't have cures. It spreads through aerosol in the, you know, little droplets in the air. And so it is highly contagious. We have seen also that despite initial, I think, conversation about this virus, there's no age group that can't contract this, you know, and it's really important that people understand we've had police officers contract this from very limited exposure. We've had a one-month-old test positive for COVID-19. We've had a 100-year-old test positive. We know that American teenagers are suffering incredible damage from COVID-19. And so it's really important that every single one of us does our part by staying home. If we all stayed in place for 14 days, experts say that COVID-19 would come to a sputtering halt. It is the communication and the interaction between people that keeps this growing and continues the threat. And that's why we have to stay home, stay safe, and save lives.
Is Michigan getting the help we need from the federal government to deal with all this?
Well, I think a source of frustration for governors across the country is that there hasn't been a national strategy. We really shouldn't be doing this state by state. It should be coming in terms of a national strategy and having the tests that we need to really be able to analyze where COVID-19 exists, who needs to be isolated. Those are really important pieces that are missing right now. We are ramping up testing ability. It's improving, but it's nowhere near where it should be. In the usual circumstances, if you're sick, you go, you get a test done, they write you a prescription for medication to treat the illness, then you go home and you're fine. In this situation, we don't even have enough tests, much less a prescription that has a cure. And on top of it, our medical personnel don't have enough masks and personal protection equipment. And so all of these things are contributing to the crisis that we're confronting. And you add that to how dangerous this viruses, and you see how quickly it gets out of control and how dangerous it becomes for all of us. We are analyzing every single day. We know that these numbers are changing. We know that the impact is becoming better known every single day. And so we are working swiftly to make the best decisions we can with the best science and facts available, and always in the best interest of the health of the people of our state.
Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, thanks for joining us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you.